Good morning. I do want to announce it's been a kidnapping. The Senate has been kidnapped. And they're being held hostage, I think, by the people who were picketing Medica yesterday. We're starting, but not officially starting just yet. Want to thank you for all getting up this morning. We're going to go till I think 9:20 or so, and then we have the floor and the Senate view stuff. Rules Committee. We're going to intending to adopt some amendments to both House and Senate language. We forgot a couple things last time that were department suggestions, technical, and I will discuss those, and maybe we can even go over those and then do some adopting when the rest of the senators get here. And then we're going to adopt some language from the bill today. What should we do first? Oh, there's a whole list. So why don't we go over the amendments? Let's review the amendments, and so I think by then we'll have a quorum. And so should we do the House stuff first?
Yeah.
Senator, you ready to? Good morning. We're halfway there. I can't move it, but if we could discuss the A77 amendment about, it's like it's about White Earth. And, Ms. Hayes, that's yours.
Mr. Chair and members, the A77 amendment is a rewrite of an amendment that was presented earlier this week about the White Earth Social Service Project. There were some concerns expressed about the definition of family. And in working with the Department of Human Services and the tribe, new language was developed. Because different state and federal programs that are going to be transferred to the tribe have different definitions of family by statute and by federal statute, the definition of family will be determined that way. The commissioner will work with the tribes in developing the plan for the transfer of these projects and will specify by program what family means. And that's the essence of the changes in this part of the amendment.
Senator Newman, that was, I know, on your mind. Is that cleaning up for you?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, it was, and it still is. It sounds like we are going to allow the federal government to make the determination of the definition of family. So, I mean, is there a working definition for us at the present time under federal guidelines? Or is that something that is going to be developed?
Ms. A.
Mr. Chair, Senator Newman, I believe it is existing in federal law. I think there's somebody from the department here that could probably answer your question more completely and tell you what some of those definitions are.
Yeah.
Well, let's take some testimony. Is that department? I think that'd be appropriate.
Yeah. And please.
We have a little time. So. Yeah, Mr. Haas, I see you're here. And is there a department person here that can offer us some federal advice? Mr. McWhorter, maybe you want to phone a friend or come down. And I think the intent is clear that we're trying to not exclude, you know, trying to make it work and not include, you know, everybody. So welcome to Mr. McWhorter. Maybe you can help us out.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Ralph McWhorter at the Minnesota Department of Human Services. I'm not sure I can speak directly to the issue that you're raising. What we believe is that we don't know which programs are going to be specifically transferred in this process. So we're erring on saying we will require those definitions required in law by the state or the federal laws that are part of the activity that's being transferred to the tribe. So we're at this point, until we have specific definitions, we're not trying to limit the definition of family, because in tribal matters, it's a little more complicated depending on the blood quantum, the decision of the tribal council about who's a member and not a member, about broader families who have both tribal members and non-members, extended family members. So we've thought it would be better to err on using the definitions of the state and federal laws in place.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I guess to the point, and I think all we're trying to do is understand who are the people that this is going to apply to, and as I understand the answer to your question, or your response to that question, you're saying, well, it kind of depends on what we mean by human services, And so my question is, what do we mean by human services in this bill? It says that we are going to transfer legal responsibility for providing human services. Is that term defined anywhere with it so that we know exactly what is going on?
Which of you wants to take that up? Mr. Haas, do you want to, or Mr. McWhorter, which?
Maybe I'll go ahead. Chair. There are some programs currently that White Earth is operating that involve either state or federal programs, but there are others that are not. I could give you the list of those that we believe that they're not currently participating in and give you a range of scope of the types of programs, if that's helpful at all. Otherwise, we could defer.
Senator.
And Mr. Chairman, Mr. McWhorter, I guess the response to the question about what is the definition of family, you seem to be saying, well, it kind of depends on what we're going to transfer to the tribe to do, which led me to think that what we're transferring is not specified. Is it specified or is it not specified, what we're transferring to the county, to the tribe?
Mr. McWhorter.
Mr. Chair, it is not specified in this amendment which programs are specifically transferred.
And, Senator, it's my intention that we could transfer the whole programming that the county would ordinarily have done to there. And so it sounds like we're not quite done yet, but Mr. Haas, do you want to comment?
Mr. Chair and members, Bill Haas, I represent White Earth. In response to your question, over the interim, we will be developing a plan of what programs and identifying the programs and the eligibility in those programs. And thus, we will then report back to this committee next year on those programs that are going to be transferred and the eligibility. Because each program carries different definitions, and we don't want to expand beyond those definitions because it puts a financial burden not only on the state and also the tribe. And we need to manage those costs, but yet serve the populations that need to be served. So we want to work within the guidelines that are already established.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Haas. I appreciate that, and I'm not opposed at all to this as an idea. Don't misunderstand me. But it would seem to me that if we're going to adopt language that is going to carry some costs to it, and it's unclear what exactly those costs are because the programs that are going to be shifted is not clear, then I don't know how we can adopt this to a finance bill. And I mean, I don't know if there's an estimate or how we determine what the cost is for the proposal that we're talking about. And maybe staff can give us some advice on that. But it seems to me that the idea, and I get the idea, but it doesn't seem like we know clearly what that is going to do and what the costs associated with it are and who's all going to be affected by that. And I'm not sure how we can incorporate that into the budget without knowing those things. Does council have any advice?
Mr. McCrory, do you have a comment to that? And then we'll listen
Mr.
to council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, currently the House is tracking costs for the current language in the omnibus side-by-side bills. We did a analysis yesterday based on the discussions in the amendments, and we have I would consider a small fiscal note to cover the planning costs to work with the tribe to do the development work to develop the plan that's submitted by January 12th of 2012. That's what we believe the cost would be.
Did some council want to volunteer? Ms. White?
And Mr. Chair and members, the House actually has a House-only provision that is another plan related to transferring child welfare services. And then this is the plan to determine what human services programs will be transferred over. So I would maybe recommend that we consolidate those two plans and put it in uncodified language and then have them report back, I guess, April 1st. Is that right, House?
Ms. Ace.
January 15th, 2012.
Mr. Haas.
Mr. Chair and Senator Hahn, currently the counties are being reimbursed for these programs. So we would be transferring the funding for these programs as White Earth takes them over to the counties. And then we'd be working with the counties within their fiscal planning year so that we would not provide running financial problems for the county and all of a sudden pulling funding that in the middle of the year and things like that. So we have to put together a plan that would be an orderly transfer of these programs, and that's why we want to go through this planning process this year and then do the implementation starting next year in the programs that we can start taking over.
Well, Mr. Haas and Mr. McCorder and members, it seems to me that it's our intention not to expand this program to serve more people, but we don't want to exclude some stepchildren and some of these interesting complicated relationships that are best served by a single entity. And the worst of all was we would be too restrictive on our language and wind up with Manoman County having one person in a family to serve because it didn't fit the definition. But we don't want to incorporate that they're going to pick up, you know, twice the group size. And I think this needs a little bit more work. And maybe the definition should include something about those currently served in the kind of programming. And I think that maybe leaving it to the federal definition seems convenient, but I think it's problematic. And I think that there is some definition that the counties use now about what they consider to be a family and how they qualify for services. So it's more a Minnesota definition that we can influence as opposed to deferring to the feds. Senator Newman, do you want to comment about that? I think this is a weekend project, is what I'm telling you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate your indulgence on this issue.
Oh, that's important.
But do I understand correctly that what we are considering at this point is to authorize the development of a plan that will then come back to us and we will adopt next year, as opposed to giving them the authorization to make the transfer at this time?
Senator Newman, I think the plan was to turn it over to the department and the tribe and Manoman County and eventually Becker and Clearwater counties to transfer this short of coming back to us. That's what I understand. I think that's practical and reasonable. The budget, there is no additional budget money being appropriated except what we've got for the planning, and they're going to have to find a way to do it on their available funds. And I don't think that, personally, I don't think we need to review that. I think that they're going to be very dutiful. I think we just need to make sure the parameters are clear, and I think that your foresight going into this is productive, and it actually gives more clarity to what we want them to do. So I don't know, anybody else want to comment about that? Senator?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, then if we are considering authorizing them to just go ahead with making this transfer, what's the purpose of them coming back with a plan next year to show it to us?
Mr. Haas, can you... Am I right, or did I say it wrong?
Yeah, Mr. Chair and Senator Newman, no. Mr. Chair, you did state it correctly. It was the idea to inform this committee of what programs and the timetables that the tribe and DHS and the counties came up with so that it would be an orderly transfer, but we'd keep this committee apprised of what we are doing, so that you can see that the program is up and running and working, and that this and how it's working, I guess, is what it is. Because White Earth does have the infrastructure now. We don't have to create the infrastructure to handle these programs. We're already doing it. It's just that it'd be ramping up our programs and then scaling down the counties. But Mr. Chair, may I make one other reference? In the definition of a family, we found out that
Newman.
In the amendment, it's right at the, let me look here. We did put a new part in here which gives the non-tribal family member, if it's a spouse, the opportunity to choose whether they want to get services from the county or the tribe. And we did that because there was a federal court case on discrimination, because they were not a tribal, non-tribal member was not allowed to choose, and they filed suit in federal court, and the courts ruled that they would have a choice. So we did add that additional wording into the amendment so that neither the state nor the tribe would be exposed to any type of future lawsuit.
Well, and Mr. Haas and members, and I think that we're going to take this offline at this point. I really think this is the way to go. And Senator Newman and others, this is a pilot to see if it can work. Of all the tribes that seem like they're in the best position to succeed at this, it would be the White Earth tribe because of their size and their development of their social service and human service programming. And the county's on board. And so the worst thing I think we could do would be to put a roadblock. They would get all squared away, and then we don't quite get around to passing a bill next time because of how our life goes. And then it stops. So I think on the front end, we want to make sure there's enough protections to make us comfortable, which I think if you would sit down, maybe Mr. Haas can visit you offline here and chat with that instead of
sure.
hand.
And Mr. Chairman.
Want. So, Senator.
I'm not opposed to the idea. I'm not opposed to the program. It just feels to me like we're doing it backwards. That we're doing, you know, after we make the transfer, we develop the plan. It feels backwards to me. That's my only concern. But I please understand, I'm not opposed to the idea.
Yeah, and I didn't get that. I think it's prudent to do this kind of work ahead of time. And Mr. McCorder.
Mr. Chair, as I read the amendment on lines 1.23 to 1.24, it says the commissioner shall submit the written plan along with the proposed legislation needed to implement the plan by January 15th of 2012. So I believe there's a negotiation, a working through the process, and a plan submitted to this body next year to move forward with those areas that require state or federal or state changes.
Right, and to everybody, I think, and if there's things that don't require legislation, I hope they could just move on with those things. And but I think that this amendment is almost ready, but not quite ready. And I think that if we can find a definition that talks about current practice and doesn't just leave it to some federal, I always hate those anyway because we're smarter than them. So, and we take good guidance where they're correct. That's my issue. But so, Senator Hand, you want?
Yeah, just and I understand we're going to do some more work on that, which is I think appropriate. And again, I agree with Senator Newman. I'm not at all opposed to working this through here, but. Just a suggestion, excuse me, to the point that was being made about the language in 1.23 and 1.24. I'm not quite sure what kind of legislation we are contemplating needing, but if that is the case, it seems to me that the language following that, 1.25 down to probably up to maybe 2.16, really isn't needed. If we're going to have legislation to define what we're going to do, then we don't need to say, well, we're going to give the authority to the commissioner to just do things. If we need legislation to do it, then it seems to me this is. But I don't want to necessarily get into a big debate to solve that right now. If this needs to continue to be worked on, you might contemplate looking at that relationship to see what we need to put in the amendment when we take it up again.
And Senator, actually, just to that point, in the same way that we chafe under what Washington does to us, and I know you have an opinion about that, that we share, St. Paul is just as brilliant for tribes and Manoman County, and they chafe under us, if you could imagine. And so I personally would like it to be as permissive as it can be to allow it to go forward, and I assure you, meeting with that tribal board and knowing the department, they're not going to, they're both very astute and capable to look after their 30,000 tribal members, 10,000 on the reservation, and 20,000 off. So I think that we're going to hold this over, and I offline. And so my intention as a House author of this is to make it as flexible as it can be to let the department, in its wisdom and prudence, go as far as it seems reasonable to go with in this pilot project to the point of total turnover. And if there's legislative things needed to handle some of the money and some transfer of authority, which I'm sure there will be some of that, and then we're going to want to know how it goes, because I think that other tribes are going to be in a position to want to try this as well, as successes are noted and better outcomes. And Senators, it's all about outcomes to me. So any last word about this? I think this is a very productive.
We have enough members to vote on it, so.
Oh, but if we would have had the members to vote, I would have held it over anyway. So
maybe by the time we come back, we'll have it figured out.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Haas, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just to clarify, the direction the committee wants us to go on this, you want to know a definition of currently served people?
Mr. Haas, I think that would be appropriate. And so based on the county in Minnesota current practice, I think that would be what we're after. And between the two House and Senate councils, and I think Senator Newman could be part of that and be productive. And because I think it's a valid point, and I think just a blank reference to the word families doesn't mean anything, and the word federal has its own negative connotation sometimes. So Is that, I think that's enough. Is that enough help to the...
And, Mr. Chair, one other thing.
Mr. Hyde.
And then you had discussion about what type of legislation it would need to implement. Did you want that described in an amendment, or...
I don't care.
What...
Senator Hand, do you...
Senator...
I mean, do you have an opinion? We all care, obviously.
I share Representative Abler's sense that we want to try to give... discretion to get this worked out. I think there just needs to be a little bit of clarity about how this works, and that was my point, is that if we're bringing this back, if we're reporting back to the legislature and going to ask for legislation, it seems like it's a little confusing to say we're going to ask for legislation, and also at the same time there can be a lot of other things going on between the commissioner and the tribes, and it just raises a question about, well, what is the legislation for then? Do we need legislation? If we do, then maybe we ought to hold off allocating discretion to do things that are not yet clear what they're going to do. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Senator, maybe to that point, maybe on line 123, you get rid of proposed and put down any necessary instead. That way, if you need it, we'll have it. And that would be, that's clear. That's our intent, to go as far as you can. So.
Yep. Mr. Chair.
Representative Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that on something, this has a huge impact, and I don't want to be voting blind. I want to know, and I think even here there's a lot of unknowns, and I think it's very appropriate to say, come back to us for, as it says here, implementation of the plan. I want to see the plan. I want input to the plan. I would like to know what's going on. What's our responsibilities? What's our liabilities? All that kind of stuff. I think this is just too open-ended, and that I think it is a fairly important thing, especially when you hear talk of others coming after. Well, then it makes it really important that in the first step we take. So I think there's a lot of questions here, but I just wanted to give you that input since you had asked for that direction. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And Representative Kiffmeyer, I appreciate that. And at this point, only White Earth is enabled to do this, and no other tribe can do that without our authority. So we're on the same track. So, any last word on this? Maybe you want to be part of the discussion as well, and you want to be engaged in those conversations. Okay, so maybe include Representative Kiffmeyer. Representative Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a timetable. When do you want?
Sorry, Mr. Haas.
That's okay. My former life.
Yeah.
What is the timetable that you want this amendment back before this committee, Mr.
Chair? Monday, Tuesday or something.
Monday, Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I wouldn't spend your Mother's Day working on it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now if we could maybe take up the A-79 amendment, which is the long-term care ombudsman amendment. Morning, Tom.
Morning.
I don't recall that. Who had this, Ms. Pinelli?
Mr. Chair, this is language that was included in the A-65 amendment a few days ago that was taken out because one of the senators had an objection to calling it a task force. So now it's been changed to a work group.
Okay. Is that, what senator had that come through? Oh, just a comment.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I think we're going to get a quorum sooner or later, I hope. Any questions about this from the members who are here? Seems like a fine idea. Representative Gottwald, do you have any thought? Okay. Okay, well, we'll lay this aside, and this is probably ready to go then. The White Earth one is not. What else do we have? Ms. Keel, we're actually done with that. What's the next thing? Christine, what's the next thing? We're done with that. So, what now? Didn't mean to be so quick. We could talk about it some more. Any questions on the A-79? Any testimony? Anybody in the audience? Any senators not on the conference committee want to ask about it?
And Mr. Chair, if we could have, if there is another amendment waiting or anything like that.
Yeah, why don't we pass those out? Okay, thanks. The A-60 amendment, and I haven't seen these either, so I'm sorry. Ms. Cleveland.
Mr. Chair and members,
This is an amendment on line 1.4. We're removing a repealer from the House position, and on 1.5, these were related to the changes made in the A59 amendment, and then to match the tracking, it was essentially left out of that amendment on accident. So this goes back to existing language, and it's the I think it's the summer intern program, the migrant health, and the Indian health programs were taken out of the repealer in light of the A59 amendment.
Okay. Right, we can't adopt it. Is this clear? It seems like it's kind of tactical, right? Representative Kiffmeyer, do you want to?
Thank you, Mr. And I was reading and paging through at the same time, if you wouldn't mind.
Just what, Article 2?
Article 2, page R52.
Yeah.
And it's a deletion, and we don't have the language of the deletion here that I can see anywhere, so it's hard to know. But you were just giving a verbal.
Well, this is on the repealer section.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Chair and Representative, it's deleting three repealers from the House position, and it's the summer intern program, the Indian health, and the migrant health.
And why did we repeal those in the first place?
Because it was part of the original thing you were doing with Merck.
Oh,
and
it was
when you made
error.
The changes in the A59.
I got it. So, all right. We just had too much of a. I got it. Is that clear, Mr. Kiffmeyer?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from the Senate? Okay, we can put that one aside then for action later. There's a A78-1, which came from the department, and is that yours? Who has that, Ms. Clayton?
Mr. Chair and members, this was an amendment rider request from the department, and that's the extent of my knowledge on it.
Ms. Rankin, do you want to tell us any way to get you to the table? We can. We're always happy for it. So, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Jane Rankin. I'm the budget director from the Department of Human Services. And it's a little hard to tell from the language of the rider what's going on, so I will explain. You've probably heard that come July 1, the state will have a new accounting system called SWIFT. And our accounting department folks are getting ready to transition to implement the new fiscal year budget in this new accounting system. And in the process of learning about the new accounting system, they're looking at the standard work that the department does. There's a series of what I would call as smaller human services programs. They're kind of all variations on a theme. They are within the MA program, situations where for MA eligible folks, there's case management services provided in child welfare, mental health for children and adults, also folks with developmental disabilities, and a couple other programs where the state does not pay the non-federal share of the MA costs. The county pays the non-federal share of the MA costs. So there's no fiscal impact to the state of providing the services. But because DHS is the Medicaid agency, the billing, the reporting to the federal government, that all has to flow through the state agency. And the way we do it now in statute, and that's what all these statutory references are to these programs, the way we do it now, according to statute, is the department is authorized to, we reclaim our administrative costs only up to the point of what it costs us to administer these programs. Each statute is a little different. Some of them specify which particular costs the department is paid back for, and others have a percentage. But the concept is all the same. The concept is, in the process of managing the flow of money, of the federal earnings that's going out to the counties to pay for these social services. The department, some of the money is set aside to cover the department's cost, and then there's a settle-up process at the end of the year. It is a fairly complex and cumbersome accounting process that we do now because we have to manage both through the MMIS, the MA computer system that we use to pay claims, and the MAPS, the current soon-to-be-gone accounting system. And it is also, has been in our experience, can be difficult to explain to the federal cognizant agencies sometimes exactly what's going on as the money's moving through. And what our accounting folks have learned is that the new SWIFT system has a standard module out of the box to do invoicing. So our folks that are learning about SWIFT are looking at this invoicing module thinking, it might be a good thing to try the SWIFT invoicing module for these smaller programs. It doesn't have any fiscal impact to the counties, and in fact it could help their cash flow because they will get the full amount of their federal earnings and then one invoice, and there won't be a question of setting aside perhaps more than the amount the department ends up charging them. There is no, this rider is requesting authority. It's not, we're not actually sure that this SWIFT invoicing system is something that we are in the end going to want to do. At this point it looks good, and at this point we're thinking that it could work well, but we are requesting this rider with, there's a may on the first line that's very important because we do want the option to say no, you know, SWIFT isn't going to work, we'll stick with the tried and true. But our accounting folks are concerned that the tried and true method in the context of transitioning to SWIFT is going to cause them a lot of extra work, a lot of time that would be better spent getting ready for the new accounting system.
And Ms. Rankin, that may actually be eventually some less than the administrative burden. Is there a fiscal savings then, since you charge us for stuff that we're going to maybe make you do if you do less? That was sort of a joke. But
Mr. Chair and members, I think if there is a fiscal savings, it's going to accrue to the federal government on this one, I'm afraid.
Oh, great. Representative Gottwald.
Well, just real briefly, Mr. Chair, and a bit to that point, you know, we've heard some admonitions from the administration that we put a lot of detail to what we're trying to do and to whatever savings we're trying to book. And I heard the word not sure and authority and other things, and I if we're going to put something in statute, I'm a little concerned about there not being any certainty about what we're really going to accomplish by doing so. I am inclined, frankly, Mr. Chair, to offer some flexibility to try to do things differently, because I think you got to do that when you reform things. But it is kind of interesting. We hear a great desire for detail and definition around some things, and then, you know, the department's asking for a lot of flexibility here, and I'm inclined to give it to them. I hope they return the favor.
Well, Mr. Gottwell, I think on the White Earth thing, and here I think we're leading by example. So I think that's good leadership. So anyway, any questions about this from anybody else? Anybody in the audience? Counties, do you know about this? Surprise. Okay, you're nodding their heads. And I hope that the word SWIFT is exactly what here. SWIFT, department, yeah, it's a synonym, I know. Sorry, I'll stop.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks for coming, and we'll put this in the pile of work to do.
Thank you.
The Senate has some technical amendments as well, so we'll take those up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we do have Senate members on their way. They should be here shortly. I guess there are some other commitments going on this morning, although I can't imagine anything more important than our committee.
I can't imagine.
We'll have to have a meeting on that. We have a couple of amendments that our council has prepared. I don't believe they are, but it's the A108 and A109. I'm going to ask Mr. Lobeco to. These are, as I've been told, technical in nature. They do not change anything. I think they are things in language that are needed to conform to the spreadsheets that we have. But Mr. Lobeco, I'm sure, can give us a little more detail about what they're doing. And we now have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Good morning, Senator. Not to embarrass you, but now we'll come to order.
Can't embarrass me.
Nice you could be here. It's a beautiful morning. Senator Hamm.
I'm going to ask Mr. Lobeco if he would, wouldn't mind to talk. Let's first talk about the A-108 amendment. And so I would move the adoption of the A-108.
They passed the 109 now.
Oh, the 109. Okay, well, then we'll do the 109. Mr. Lobeco, please.
You can actually move it if you like.
I withdraw the motion to adopt the A-108, and I would move the adoption of the A-109. Mr. Lobeco.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the A-109 being passed out is virtually identical to the A 78-1 that Ms. Rankin had just discussed. Again, there's only some formatting changes, and there does need to be one change on line 1.19 where it says paragraph B as in boy. It should be actually paragraph C as in cat. And otherwise, it's the same as we just discussed. I didn't know. But this does amend the Senate language, so.
You like
in the writer language.
Different orders, but it's. Any questions about that? Does staff have a preference? We could. Any questions?
Okay, we Mr. just Chair. Have to hold.
Yeah, Senator Representative Kiffmeyer.
Thank you. I know it takes a while to see where's the voice coming from, right? I think that I agree with the fact that giving more flexibility to the agencies to do their work, it just bothers me that they have to come for something such as an alternative means. And I'm a big believer of, set the standards and then say, this is what you need to do, an outcome-based approach. When you invoice, it should be done accurately and it should be done and, it should meet these certain standards to some framework, but to tell the truth, whether they mail it to them and that works, or they email it to them and that works, or they use Swift and it works, it's an invoice. And keeping track of it should be important, and accounting for it, and they should be able to prove in their record keeping. Those would almost be kind of general accounting standards, actually, that we should do, but putting us and our time through all of these kinds of things to me seems not very necessary. I mean, if we got to do it right now, but it's fine to do this, but I wish we could also take the time to have the agency give us language that fits the kind of comments I'm making. What are the kind of ways that maybe free you from that? But, give us the language and the parameters that we can consider that takes a larger approach to this than just dealing with one thing like this. I'm sure there are many others all over our legislation.
I agree. They think they have to ask us, and we think we have to listen to it. So there's some future work there for somebody, I think. And actually, there's a message there somewhere that we've just made this so complicated to do some simple tasks. And if we remember, it's about the clients, how we best serve them in all of our reporting and certifications and all that. Anyway, so any other questions about that? I appreciate the point. What else do you got there, Senator? We can move that. So let's actually, all in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? We're moving along here. So we've adopted the Senate one. So we'll put that in.
Did you adopt it as an oral amendment?
As amended. Senator Hahn incorporated the oral amendment into his amendment.
Yes.
And it was adopted as amended. That's what I said earlier. The 108 amendment.
And Mr. Chairman and members, I believe you have the 108 amendment, which is the second and last technical amendment to the Senate language.
Senator Hahn moves the 108 amendment.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Lobeco, if you'd help us understand a little bit what we're doing here.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The two effective dates you can see on lines 1.5 and 1.8 simply make the effective dates or add effective dates to changes made to the medical assistance employed persons with disabilities language, and this is just to match with the fiscal note and the budget tracking assumed. On the next, the two amendments on line 1.1, starting on line 1.10, as well as 1.13. Again, this is regarding the MAEPD or medical assistance employed persons with disabilities, and this is just adding a language that is actually in the House language and was requested by DHS, and it just cites this except as provided under section 256.01 subdivision 18B. And then finally on line 1.16 of the amendment, this is in regards to personal care assistance or PCA services. And this this isn't adding any anything new. It's just clarifying that recipients in certain home care ratings are not subject to more than or not eligible for more than 2 units per day. And this is just technical language that the department requested.
And it's my opinion that each body should be allowed to change its language as it deems fit. But so I don't need to parse this, but are these some of the same dates we did in our amendment last time? Are some of these the same?
Pardon me, Mr. Chair, can you repeat the question?
Or are some of these dates the same as what we did in our technical stuff from the department? It doesn't matter.
I believe the House is actually 2014.
Oh, okay.
If I recall.
That's fine. Senator Hand.
So these aren't, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Lobaco, so these aren't necessarily things that we're adopting to conform to the House language, but simply to conform to what's in our spreadsheet?
To the tracking, correct.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Any questions? Questions from the audience? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Amendments adopted with no amendments.
You can take up your amendments now.
Yeah, let's revert to the Senator Hand moves the A78 amendment, which we've discussed, to the House language. Any questions about that? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's adopted. Senator Hand moves the A60 amendment, which we talked about. Any questions about that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's adopted. Senator Hand, you're a busy guy. It moves the A79 amendment about the Ombudsman, and for the benefit of the Senate, this somebody had a concern about task force. It's now a working group. Senator Hoffman, do you have any questions about this? Does that seem reasonable to you? We went back to their tool shed and worked on this.
And I did check the joint rules, Mr. Chair, and it is in there that we can't start task force in conference, so thank you for changing the semantics of the amendment.
We do want to follow our rules. So any additional questions about that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That's adopted. And we're holding on the A77 amendment for later.
Great. Thank you.
So now we'll move to some identicals or similars. And there's a list of these. And if the staff is prepared to tell us which one, just as a sheet, maybe just go down the sheet and see where that takes us. And tell us what page they're on and so on. Ms. Cleveland, you want to take that? And then
sure. You
guys seem to have this telepathic thing, so we'll just, in the interest of time, we'll just allow you to, we'll act on one, and somebody will start talking, and we'll be curious to see who that might be. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair and members, we can start in House Article 2, Senate Article 6. It's the Health Department article. There are two sections and then a number of riders that are same or similar. And so the first is on page R1 of House Article 2. It's House Section 2 and Senate Section 1. These sections are identical.
Senator Hand moves Senate Section 1. Any questions about that? Anybody want to comment? If someone in the audience wants to jump up and say something, I would accept a hand wave if you want to offer something. But these are identicals. They've been around. I presume they're not very controversial. If they are, I'll be informed about that, and I would accept testimony. Short of that, any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Article 1 is adopted. Section 1 is adopted.
Mr. Chair and members, the next one is House Section 3. The Senate removes reporting requirements for physician clinics, and the House does not. The Health Department recommends the House position. Otherwise, they're the same.
Senator Hand moves. Do you want to move House Section 3?
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of House Section 2.
3.
I'm sorry, 3.
Yeah,
I'm looking, looking at 2.
Any questions about that? There's a slight difference, but the department recommends the House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's adopted. Ms. Cleveland.
Mr. Chair and members, then on the last page, R52, it's the repealers. There are a number of them that are identical with the House and the Senate. And so on line 67.33 of the House language, that first repealer of 62J.17 with the various subdivisions is identical with that. Do you want to take them one at a time? Or?
Let's do the whole pile.
Okay. And then, so basically through 67.34, we just adopted an amendment taking out 144.1464, and the rest of that House paragraph A is identical to the Senate's, with the exception of you don't want to, the only difference is one on the Senate, 141.22, the repeal of 103I is Senate only.
Well, let's take up, so you're suggesting that we would adopt House Section 6, lines 33 and 34 on page 63, the entirety?
As amended.
As amended.
Yeah.
That's an identical. Yes. Senator Hand will move that. House 67, 33, and 34 as amended. Any questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Kiffmeyer.
What is the effect of this? These are, I don't again have
oh, yeah.
the repeal
Can you tell us
language
what we're
here.
Repealing? And we don't have the language. Ms. Cleveland, what are we?
Sure. These repealers are related to provisions related to expenditure reporting, prescription drug price disclosure data, prescription and prescription drug price disclosure, as well as cost containment reporting.
And if people want to hold on these, we don't have to adopt them. And some of these things we might, this is something maybe we should look at, or are we happy with it? Or if you're uncomfortable, we don't have to act on these today. We're not under any time pressure.
Well, Mr. Chair, what I would appreciate is when we do repealers, if we would just have copies of the language. So it would, I think, just expedite things if we had the language so we know what we're doing.
Yeah. And some of these landed in bills, and they got in both sides because neither side looked at them all that closely sometimes. So if you're there holding this, we can do that. And Representative Gotwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, my feeling is that they're non-controversial and they help get move us forward. It's probably a good thing to adopt them because I recognize we don't want to rush things, but I do feel some pressure to to kind of get things buttoned together.
That's cool. Any public testimony on these? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? There being 3 ayes and no nays, the it's adopted anyway. Ms. Cleveland, you had a Senate only, or was there a Senate only one? Is that what you're? What else do you have for that?
The last same or similar is paragraph C on the House, and the Senate language is identical, and this repeals provisions of Minnesota Rules, Chapter 14651. 4651 related to healthcare provider reporting. It's all the same issue.
Okay. Senator Hand moves the Senate Section C. Oh, he's moving the Senate. Just kind of even-handed here. Any questions about that? Comments? Seeing none, all in favor of that, say aye.
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 Opposed? A little better turnout than that one. What's the next one we're doing? No. Oh. House Article 4, Health. Oh, Senate Article. Okay. And who has that? Oh.
Sorry, that is.
Ms. Cleveland, keep going.
Ms.
Davis, sorry.
In Article 3, the miscellaneous article, even though it says none, there is one section that's similar, and it's my understanding that the House is going to accept the Senate position. On page R11 of Article 3, it's House Section 10, Senate Section 38. It's a section in regard to the analysis of programs, DHS programs, and their effect on healthy marriages. The sections are very similar. The main differences are that the Senate refers to healthy marriages. The House refers just to marriages. Structurally, they're different. And the programs to be analyzed are a little bit different.
There is.
Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman and members, just to clarify, I believe this does have a financial component to it that may be different in the House and the Senate, and perhaps Council can clarify that
for
us.
Can the staff clarify?
Mr. Chair and members, I believe the House is tracking a small appropriation for this provision. The Senate is not.
We're taking the Senate, so there would be... We'd accept the Senate money.
Mr. Chair, I believe that the Senate tracking is incorrect.
Oh. I think we'll hold on this then. So the if I know Skip Mayer is working on this and whoever. So if you want to figure that out, we'll move on.
So, Mr. Chairman, the expectation is, I think the agreement was more on the Senate language. I think the issue is the finance.
The money, so figure out
right.
The money. And
all right.
So I think that's the trend we're going.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, yeah. Voices.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually have an amendment, the A1 amendment for this section.
Was there an amendment?
I think Council has it.
Okay, to the Senate language? Okay, you can pass that out. Just to remind folks, we're going to quit around 9:20, so not to press you on time, just to... Do you wish to move your amendment?
I wish to move the amendment.
Okay, go ahead.
And maybe the council help
staff
explain
want to,
it.
Staff offer us advice on what it does. So, Ms. White, do you want to?
Mr. Chair and members. The kind of the significant change in the amendment is that in developing this plan, they are to work with the Minnesota Couples on the Brink project at the University of Minnesota, and that's on lines 1.7 and 1.8 of the amendment. And then also... on lines 1.9 and 1.10, the report must also include evaluating incentives and disincentives to healthy marriage.
Okay. Senator Hoffman, any comment?
The main reason that I'm putting this amendment is we want the department to work with the U cooperatively.
Okay. Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, and I appreciate Senator Hoffman's amendment. I'm just for council, does the language on 1.8 of the amendment, does that need to be capitalized as a proper term, Couples on the Brink project? Is that the name of a specific thing that needs to be noted as a...
Mr. Chair members, generally, if it's a state program, it's not capitalized. If it's a federal program, it is capitalized.
I love that.
But if, if you'd like it capitalized, it's in uncodified language, so it's kind of your preference.
Mr. Chairman, it's just my recollection of my grammar instructions said that proper nouns should be capitalized, and I'm wondering if this is a proper noun, then it should be capitalized. If it's just descriptive, then it doesn't really refer to a specific thing.
We could provide a revised instruction to change the statute books.
just want to make sure that if we're referring to a specific thing that is titled Minnesota Couples on the Brink, I think it should be capitalized. So I'd like to make that incorporate that change in the amendment.
Senator Hoffman, do you want to incorporate that into your amendment, and then we'll let the reviser
do it? I would accept that as a friendly oral amendment.
And the reviser will get the last say, and you'll see if they actually do it.
As the English major on the committee, Mr. Chair, I wholly concur.
Do you want to vote on the amendment, or he still is, Senator Hoffman incorporates the punctuation of the capitalization changes? Any discussion? Anybody in the audience want to talk about this? Okay. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That's adopted.
How do we have to adopt this?
It's money. We're holding it. It's a money issue. You don't track the money, and apparently there is. So the language, we like the no money part, but now we can't have the no money. Right. So that's when Article 4 and Ms. Aves, or
sorry,
whomever.
Chair.
Oh, yeah. Ms. Clavin, do you have something?
Yeah. Mr. Chair and members, House Article 4, Senate Article 7 is related to health licensing fees. For the most part, this is moving fees from rule to statute, and even though it looks like it's creating fees, the appropriations for this, which affect the spreadsheet, are in the appropriations article, so this is the policy that goes with it. And so the first one is House Section 2, Senate Section 1 on R1. This is the animal related to animal chiropractic.
Which do you suggest?
Oh, sorry, it's identical.
Actually,
There's a technical difference, and we recommend the House.
Thank you. Senator Hand moves the House. Sorry. Yes. Senator Hand moves House Section 2. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That's adopted.
Mr. Chair and members, the next same or similar sections is House Sections 3, 4, and 5, and 7 on R1 through 4, so not including Section 6, are the same as Senate Sections 2 to 5. Those sections are all identical, and they're related to the Board of Nursing.
Senator Hand moves Senate 2 to 5. Any questions about that? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That's adopted. Ms. Cleveland.
Mr. Chair and members, then House Sections 17 to 27 and Senate Sections 11 to 21 are on R18 through R25.
And they're identical?
I believe so. I just want to double check. Yes, they're identical.
So Senator Hand moves Senate Sections 11 to 21. Is that the correct motion? Discussion, audience testimony, these are all exciting fees. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's adopted. Is that the end of this article?
Yep.
Article 5. Mr. Chun, welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chair and members, the first set of sections is House Section 18, Senate Section 8 on page R14 of the Article 5. This deals with the adding a question to the healthcare programs application form to determine whether or not a person is a veteran. This language was identical. Then the House added an A67-1 amendment, which changed the phrasing, and it basically would change the language to read, instead of "Are you a United States military veteran?" it would ask whether they have ever served in the United States military. And then the House added an effective date of August 1st of 2011. I believe the intent of these would be the same.
So they think the Senator.
So I was just going to suggest we adopt the House language.
Any comments to that? Thanks, by the way.
I'm keeping score. How many are you winning? You're winning.
Oh. Okay. Any discussion of that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Thank you. Mr.
Chair, the next section is House Section 40, Senate Section 24, page R38. This was language from the governor's budget bill, related to receiving payments from recipients for non-covered services. The language is identical except for a technical difference in capitalization, so staff would recommend the Senate on this.
Capitalization?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Senator Hand moves the Senate Section 40. 24. Any discussion, testimony? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's adopted.
And Mr. Chair and members, the next section, House Section 100, Senate Section 43 on page R100 of the bill. This is language that would require DHS to refer applicants, to refer Minnesota applicants to identify themselves as veterans to a county veterans service officer. The language was initially identical in both House and Senate. Then the House A67-1 amendment removed the requirement that this be done only for applicants with incomes less than 133% of the federal poverty guidelines. And this was done at the, I guess, suggestion of DHS, who thought it would be easier to administer the program without reference to an income limit.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
And, Mr. Chairman, we would prefer the House language.
Senator Hamm moves House language. Discussion, testimony, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That's enough. Mr. Chun, are you done?
I'm
done. Okay, Ms. Canelli.
Mr. Chair and members, we had three sections listed under Article 6, the continuing care article. The first two sections, House Section 3, Senate Section 1, and House Section 4, Senate Section 2, are related to the disability linkage line and the state medical review team. And the changes in these two sections, I believe, are just technical and conforming changes. However, they conform to another change that's later on in this article related to the MAEPD changes, which does have a fiscal impact. So I don't know if you want to take these up now or hold until later.
Does it commit us to money if we do this?
Mr. Chair, I don't think so, but if you didn't end up picking up the MAEPD changes later on, then we'd have to take these out.
We better wait then. I think we will hold on that. We're just not doing money today. So,
Mr. Chair and members, the only other section in this article is House Section 34 and Senate Section 20, which is related to a nursing facility in Bloomington. And this identical language was included in the Senate File 626 Conference Committee report, which was done earlier this week, so I don't know if it needs to be included here or not.
Yeah, and we certainly want it to happen, but there's no
R-58.
Point to adopt it. I think we'll just hold on that and see if it doesn't pass. Ms. Pinelli, was that House 4, Senate 2, is that part of that same MAEPD thing?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
I think we'll hold on Article 6 then. Article 7.
Mr. Chair and members, there are several identical sections in Article 7. The first is on page R8. House Section 8, Senate Section 15 are related to the recovery of Minnesota supplemental aid overpayments. They are identical.
Senator Hamm will move Senate 15. Is that right? I got that right. Maybe he won't. Senator, are you okay with it?
I'm sorry, what? The whole.
We're on identical as Senate Section 15 on page R8.
Yes.
Okay, Senator Hamm moves Section 15. Discussion, testimony. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's adopted. Ms. Aves.
Mr. Chair and members, the next section is on the same page, House Section 9, Senate Section 22. This is related to recovery of overpayments for MFIP. They're identical.
Senator Hamm moves Section 22. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There being two ayes and no nays. Ms. Aves.
Mr. Chair and members, House Section 10, Senate Section 28 on R9 are identical, related to the recovery of food stamp overpayment.
Senator Hamm moves Section 28. Discussion, testimony, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Adopted.
Mr. Chair and members, beginning on page R10, there are several sections in a row that are identical. House section 11 is identical to Senate section 29, House 12 and Senate 30, House 13, Senate 31. These three sections relate to amendments on the county redesign program 402 in chapter 402A.
Senator Hand moves section 29, Senate 29, 30, and 31. Discussion, testimony, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Those are adopted. They're saved.
And Mr. Chair and members, House sections 14 through 16, beginning on page R13, also relate to the county redesign. The Senate does not have these sections in their article, and it's my understanding there was some type of an oversight and it should be included but wasn't.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and yes, that's my understanding that that was the we were intending to incorporate those portions in the language, and I'm not sure what exactly was the oversight, but we would accept that that language.
Senator Hand moves House 14, 15, and 16. Discussion, testimony. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Those are adopted. Ms. A.
The final sections are on page R22. They are identical. The first is a repeal of Minnesota rules, and that is related to the overpayment.
And that's on page R22.
R22.
And so that would be Minnesota rules. So that would be number B then?
Yes. I think totally.
So that's 302.13.
It's
is that right, Ms. Hayes?
House language 302.13.
Right.
And Senate 62.12.
Senator Hand moves Senate 62.12. Mm-hmm. Discussions, and that's that payment thing. Okay, any questions about the repealer? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That's adopted.
And Mr. Chair, the second section, part of the repealer is online. Is House-only language 302.12, and this is repealing sections of the Service Delivery Authority language that are in existing statute that are amended in the new language we just adopted.
So Senator Hand moves the House 302.12. Conforms to what we adopted, I think, at the end there. Discussion, testimony, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That's adopted. Any article is that the end of Article 7?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, it is.
It's any Article 8? That's that licensing business. Well, that's pretty good. So I think this is productive. Yeah, we're on time. Senator Hand, do you want to, we're going to talk about next week? Are we figured it out yet?
Mr. Chairman and members, I don't know that we've entirely figured out what next week is going to be, although we expect that there will be some longer meetings. I believe that our intention is to start to look at things where we are not similar or same and try to make some progress on reconciling those differences. I suspect that there will be a lot of progress in the next few days. I don't have a I don't believe we have a I don't think we have a time established yet for meetings, so we'll have to alert the members. I did want to make one comment, though, before we adjourn. And first, just to clarify, I know we adopted a lot of amendments to the House language, and my understanding there was some fiscal impact to some of those things, and there has been some confusion on the spreadsheets that were attached to that. So I'm not sure that the spreadsheets that we have are exactly conforming to the language. And I would just like to encourage council to get that sorted out so that we all are on the same page before we get into the more substantive work next week, that we know what the numbers are we're looking at. And so I just want to encourage staff to do that so that when we start, we've got clearly in mind what the numbers are and where they're tied to.
Yeah, and Senator, to that point, I think the House will have an updated spreadsheet for Monday. And we haven't talked about this, but we'll have many conversations. I don't know that we'll be having each body bring forward a spreadsheet that equals a number. I don't think that's productive. I think as we build our conference report, we'll be extracting from each side elements that add up to the number. I think that's more timely and more productive. And to the audience, you're done with your comments. To the audience, next week's going to be a busy week. I don't know what the week after will look like, and I don't know how far we'll get next week. We're going to get done. There you go. You want to plan to be around. The good news is there's no Mother's Day. There's no Saturday to have to come in. So, hey, who loves you? I was your last Mother's Day. And so, but there could be some evenings and early mornings, and we're trying to be mindful of staff and the public's time. There seems to be some confusion, and I also want to acknowledge both commissioners were here. I don't know if they already left, but Commissioner Ellinger and Jessen were both here. So thank you for them for coming. I meant to acknowledge them earlier, and I just forgot. There seems to be some thought that somehow money is going to fall from the sky into our committee and solve $1 billion worth of our problem. I am not convinced that's going to happen in this committee. I am eagerly looking forward to getting done by May 23rd, and I know Senator Hahn is as well. And we are doing everything we can do to push this to that point. I want to acknowledge the department's help in technical support. I also want to acknowledge their reticence on some of our points, since they have $1 billion more to spend than we do. I do not believe they'll get to have available to spend by the end of the time. May 23rd, I hope. So that gives a natural push-pull on it. If you're one of those representing a principal who thinks it would be nice to have $1 billion more and you're kind of banking on that, I would get a different bank. And if you have ideas about how you're going to weigh in and help this at the end, this is getting to be the end. Do not wait for some federal stimulus package 3 to come. Do not wait for some new pot of money to be found, some new endowment to be found to soft land your program. I'm just telling you this just to be helpful. We are about effectiveness, outcomes for clients. This is my just comments to you. I have no interest in harming any entity who's providing services. But the entities that do provide services have to have a valid service they provide. And we're very willing to help those entities to evolve to a new level to serve, be they a health plan, be they a large provider, a small provider, multi-billion, multi-thousand. It's all the same to me. We have one of the best systems in the country that we're proud of. At the end, we're going to have even a better system. And maybe have some national leadership in this, and I'm eager about that. So with the collective wisdom around the table and in the room, and those listening at home from their beds, which was probably a good idea, and at their desks, we can get this done and really be proud of our system and our state. And so that's my encouragement to you all. And at the end, perhaps we can all shake hands and say, that wasn't a bad conference report. So, Senator Hahn, do you have any comments?
Just, Mr. Chairman and members, again, to underline, we expect to make substantial progress between the House and the Senate positions in the coming week, so we expect there will be some lengthy opportunities for this committee to be in session. I would like to see us, if possible, get very close to an agreement, if we can, in the next few days. I think we can. And I look forward to working with members. We all look forward to working with members of the House, and appreciate the comedy so far. And that's not with a D, by the way. So.
Oh, the capitalist. Representative Gottwald.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I too would like to assure people we're working diligently to get this accomplished. A lot of hard hours are going to be put into doing that. I was a little disappointed to read in the paper, I think, yesterday the suggestion seemed to be that the governor was kind of detaching from this. And I actually met with the governor yesterday and didn't get that sense from him personally. So I hope that all parties remain very engaged on this process. I see that the departments are here in force this morning, so that's a good sign as well. But I'm just hoping that the message, the political rhetoric, doesn't get in the way of what we need to get done.
Absolutely. Other members' comments? I think we did pretty good today. Thanks for all your help, and we'll see you Monday. Happy Mother's Day. We're adjourned.